Each day he works in the week and remembers to do so, Curtis Mutter gets in his car and records a podcast on his break. It might be 11 a.m. on a Tuesday or 8 p.m. on Sunday night, but one thing's certain, it's lunch break with Curtis Mutter.
It's Tuesday.
If you think your game has lag, just remember it took Jesus 3 days to respawn.
It's Wednesday.
Chronological listeners of the podcast might be interested to know that I am no longer on the cassette tape train. I mean, I still love my Walkman, but I've got my aftermarket stereo installed in the car, so I'm back on the CD Express. Got the album Every Second Counts by Alberta's own Plain White Tees. I think that Delilah song has a bad rap among the more philosophically inclined listeners, and yeah, I don't totally know how I feel about it either, but I do like the early 20s lyricism and mindset of the rest of the album, and I do appreciate Delilah a bit more in the context of the rest of the music. Though the album probably has more in common with a Sum 41 or Blink 182 than it does with a Bright Eyes, for instance, which I think it would more commonly get grouped into when you think of the Delilah song. Speaking of Bright Eyes, though, the other CD I got to celebrate the medium of compact disc and my access to it is a little Bright Eyes and Britt Daniels CD split EP called Home, Volume 4. Just an obscure little disc I got to fill out my Bright Eyes collection. The lyrics in Bright Eyes' Southern State make Hey There Delilah sound like Bird is the Word. And if that's not the weirdest chain of obscure references you ever heard, I don't even know what to tell ya, except maybe Bright Eyes' Spent on Rainy Days makes the Rolling Stones' Mother's Little Helper seem like Lily Allen's Elfie. Know what I'm saying? Anyway, Southern State and Delilah are completely different songs, so it's an unfair comparison already, but mix in the fact that Conor Oberst has to be the greatest living songwriter, and any comparison between a Bright Eyes tune and anything else will present an inevitable distance, like the massive gap between what the Beatles represent and what the Monkees represent. Anyways, all that to say, hooray for CDs! I love vinyl, I have a huge collection at home, but for cruising around, you just can't beat a compact disc with its 700 megabytes of goodness. My secondary points are, I guess, give the Plain White Tees a chance if you're judging them solely on Hey There Delilah, and also listen to any Conor Oberst project like Bright Eyes or Monsters of Folk, because he's an unequaled lyricist and that's why you come here, right? For recommendations of singer-songwriters.
It's Thursday.
I got the Olivia Rodrigo album Guts for my car, and yes, this is more shit about CDs, because I've heard a few of her tunes and knew she liked Billy Joel, so I figure an upstanding citizen like that deserves a listen. And I have not been disappointed. I'm sure I've revealed myself to have something of an opinion on songwriting by this point in the podcast. I used to write songs, and while I was never great at producing or anything like that, I do think I was pretty okay at writing. So I listened for that. Guts is great all the way through, but the song that really did it for me was Making the Bed. I think it's not an easy thing to talk about or convey, and it might be kind of scary to write a song that's like, here's a bunch of enjoyable things, but I'm not enjoying them. But that's a level of nuance and at least a sprinkle of, I don't care how this makes me come off, this is what I have to say, that I really admire. Because that's definitely something I've experienced, you know, I should be enjoying this. Why am I not enjoying this? And like, playing the victim in my head, and I got everything I wanted, but it's not what I imagined. This song lives in a gray area, and popular music is always so black and white. I am good. He cheated. He should die. He broke my heart. Roar! The fact Olivia Rodrigo is penning tunes like this, a decidedly gray song that doesn't pretend there are easy answers, almost ironically gives me a super positive outlook for the state of modern popular music. When I was younger, it was just fucking trash on the radio, and now there are thoughts and feelings. And goofy shit too, which I love, but like, Goofy, I want to get him back, he said he was six foot something, and I'm like, dude, nice try. Not the thong song, Goofy. Anyways, that's my thought for today. God, tomorrow better be really funny to make up for the lack of funny in this one.
It's Friday.
News of the week. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has signed a bill allowing teens in the state to work longer hours. Although, considering books are illegal there and they're considering banning TikTok, there really isn't much else for them to do. Podcast hosts who do goofy news pretend segments find it increasingly difficult to keep them light and jovial in the face of basically the brink of World War III. More on this story as it unfolds.
It's Saturday.
I like big butts. And I can lie, but in this moment, I'm choosing to tell you the truth.
And that was the episode. If you liked what you heard, check out curtismutter.com for more stuff like this. You can also follow me on Instagram at curtismutter, CURTISMUTTER. Thanks for listening. I hope I made something worthy of your time.